Another story about Africa is resonating today, and it's one that deals with Kenya and President Obama's ties to it. Two critics of the president have recently weighed in on what they say is driving Mr. Obama's foreign policy. Dinesh D'Souza and former Congressman Newt Gingrich say that the president is driven by the anti-colonialist views of his Kenyan father. As the World's Marco Werman reports, those comments are sparking a lot of reaction.
American media today have lots to say online and in newspapers, deconstructing the comments of Gingrich and D'Souza. But what do Kenyans make of the anti-colonial comments? Many believe they're racially motivated, says Wycliffe Muga, editor of the Weekend Star, a Nairobi newspaper.
Given the way in which very many Kenyans genuinely love President Obama, when he's criticized, they feel that such criticism comes from people who are having difficulty reconciling themselves to the fact that someone from such a background, a black man, could end up as president. And this puzzles us because we would have thought that was a huge compliment to America that someone like Barack Obama can end up as president. It's surprising it should be resented. That's how most Kenyans see it.
Of course, D'Souza and Gingrich did not say anything about the color of President Obama's skin. The focus of their comments was the anti-colonial legacy Obama Sr. allegedly passed on to his son, a kind of apple doesn't fall far from the tree. For many Kenyans who know their history, that's where the puzzle starts. There were anti-colonial feelings in Kenya in the mid-20th century. There was that nasty Mau Mau uprising against the British in the 1950s that pitted mainly ethnic Kikuyu people against the British colonial powers. But Wycliffe Muga says Barack Obama's father was not part of the Mau Mau uprising, or even close.
Now, if his father had been a Kikuyu, you could have said, yes, there was a bitter anti-colonial legacy there. But he wasn't. He was a Luo, totally different tribe, totally different history. And that was in central Kenya. That's 500 miles from where Obama Sr. came from, which is by the shores of Lake Victoria.
And even if all of Kenya hated the British back then, that would soon pass as independence drew closer. Sally Jacobs is with the Boston Globe and is writing a biography of Barack Obama Sr. due out next year. She believes that by the time Barack Obama Sr. came to the United States in 1959 to study at the University of Hawaii, whatever anti-colonialist feelings he may have harbored were overtaken by the role he was about to play as independence began to rise in Kenya.
He was a part of this group of young men and women who were taking over their country after, what, nearly 70 years of being dominated by the British. It was a thrilling moment, and he was a part of it. Very few Africans had any education at all because the British had not let them have it. But as independence came, the British got in line with the Africans to coordinate, to help prepare Kenyans to take over their country. This wasn't an anti-British thing to come to America to get an education. It was a forward-looking preparatory thing. It was not a hostile anti-colonial move in the slightest.
Barack Obama Sr. would return to Kenya to take up a post in the young government. It was a writer today in the Washington Post who said that D'Souza's and Gingrich's comments warranted a special soundtrack. But this story isn't science fiction, and if there's an analogy that might be useful here, it's one Wycliffe Muga in Nairobi recalled.
I should mention we once had a white man as the head of the Kenyan civil service. He was appointed by the former President Moi. And he, too, was sometimes criticized by African politicians who said he was bringing in a colonial mentality and looking down on black people. And yet he was a third or fourth generation Kenyan. His family had lived here for years. So matters of race are always very complicated, but they're not always the reason why someone is opposed. There could be very many other reasons.
For The World, I'm Marco Werman.